Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
If you took the extreme independent legislature theory to the maximum amount, that it could empower state legislatures to essentially decide otherwise. You have a vote, you don't like the result, the legislature appoints who they want.
Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren of California laid out her concerns regarding the independent state legislature theory, which contends only state lawmakers can regulate elections without interference from state courts. Legal observers, including the Brennan Center for Justice and the Brookings Institution, say the theory is a meritless interpretation of the Constitution. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in Moore v. Harper, which centers on newly redrawn congressional maps in North Carolina. Republicans argue the state Supreme Court did not have the right to invalidate a previous map. Claims of voter fraud may have propelled Christina Caramo to her party's nomination for Michigan's Secretary of State, but may also have cost her the election.
The only reason why my opponent is fighting to get a case tossed out of court or to keep dead people on the voter rolls is because she's intentionally trying to corrupt the election system, because she's an authoritarian and seeking to rob you of your voice.
With the majority of races now called, analysts say voters rejected election deniers in more than 85% of statewide races where they were running. Only three non-incumbent election deniers won Secretary of State races around the country in the midterms. It's not surprising former Republican Governor of Maine Paul LePage did not call Democratic Governor Janet Mills to concede the race on election night.
You are not an honest, sincere person. You're an elitist. And I think that America needs better than people who are not caring for the people they govern.
In fact, none of the losing Republican candidates in Maine's top three races have called their winning opponents to personally concede. Election observers say the tradition of the phone call has been waning nationwide due to a growing distrust among Republicans in vote counting. Government analysts say the January 6th committee should make clear the Constitution's disqualification clause can be enforced against former President Donald Trump for his role in efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election and prevent him from holding office in the future. Liz Hempowitz, with the Project on Government Oversight, says a clear statement by the January 6th committee would provide guidance to state officials to determine their next steps.
Their administrative officials, state officials, courts, and will need to have access to the evidence that the committee has uncovered when they are asked to make this decision of whether or not an individual is disqualified.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.